This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Not the greatest of days for Facebook investors. Shares off about 4.5% after CEO Mark Zuckerberg said, basically, yeah, I've kind of changed my mind about what people are going to see. The company said it's going to adjust its algorithms that govern what you see and when to prioritize posts from friends and family over news and all the other stuff. Traders, as I said, not happy, but there is more going on here. Here live to make me smart is the host of Marketplace Tech, Molly Wood. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai.
So for years, publishers, people who put news and all that stuff on Facebook have danced to Zuckerberg's tune, right? They have done whatever he said. And now, like in about this much, he changed his mind. His world, we just live in it, right?
Yeah, although you can't tell those publishers that the warnings were not there.
Yeah.
Loudly and frequently, and that the message was always, if you put all of your eggs in this basket, it could at any moment be pushed off the branch. That is a mixed metaphor, I'll acknowledge, but I think that's essentially what's happening here. Is Mark Zuckerberg is saying, look, we're going back to our bread and butter, the thing that made Facebook popular in the first place, which is meaningful exchanges with your friends and family. Now, it may not play out exactly that way, but that's at least the message he's sending to publishers. And he's saying, look, sorry, your traffic's going down.
We have talked before, you and I, about whether Facebook and Zuckerberg in particular learned the lesson of the manipulation that happened on that site and that platform during the election campaign. Do you think this is evidence that Zuckerberg has learned his lesson?
I think that this is evidence of a couple things, and I am a little bit of a cynic.
Just a little bit.
If you cast back to about 2016, late 2015, yeah. Facebook was really in a panic over double-digit declines in original sharing. Users were not sharing personal information, and they rolled out a bunch of features to try to improve that. They put the On This Day feature that gave you, you know, sort of a photo from the past that you might want to reshare. You get emails occasionally encouraging you to post if you haven't in a while. I think, and in fact, there's research that even shows that in August and September, according to Pivotal Research and Nielsen data, there was a decline in consumption. And that could have been because of all of the negative press about Facebook, but it's not a new trend.
Huh.
And so I actually think in a world where content is king, Facebook is making a business decision that its users are more interested in what their friends and family have to say.
Well yeah, but it's a business decision that in theory could cost the company money, right?
In theory, but I think that the bet, the long-term bet, is that it'll cost them money in the short term because they're not watching three-minute videos. But that long-term, people like me who have frankly stopped using the platform because it's boring will find it interesting again and come back. And I'm thinking Mark Zuckerberg doesn't think that shift is going to take that long.
Huh. A word here about Zuckerberg and I guess his power, right? He controls almost completely a company that can reach 2 billion people, and he woke up yesterday and said, I'm going to change things. Does he have too much power?
I think that that is a question that regulators in Europe, in the U.S., and everywhere are going to be looking at increasingly. And, you know, as to that question of both his power and whether he's learned his lesson, if you read his post carefully, he says that part of the answer to the problems he's uncovered is more Facebook in the form of Facebook's journalism project.
Yeah, but come on. I mean,
and
you and
Facebook's journalism project's a little scary.
Well, no, I agree with you. But you and I have talked before how Facebook's answer to everything is always more Facebook. Is that where we are? You
it's
got
always
15 seconds.
That's exactly where we are. And never let Mark Zuckerberg convince you any other.
Molly Wood, she's the host of Marketplace Tech. Thank you, Molly.
Thanks, Kai.
All right.